Okay, we're going to discuss the halachas of Pas Baba Kissin. I decided to break this up into two different shiurim. Today's shiur is going to be about defining what's Pas Baba Kissin, and next week, I was going to do Monday, but I'm not sure if people's story. Monday's going to be, let's just push it till Thursday. We'll discuss the different halachas of Kviya Suda, and when you're Kviya Suda, how do you define that? And then for the rest of the Zman, for the next 2 weeks, I think we're going to try to finish Bibikis, finish the Perek. So we'll continue going through Bikis the next few days, but next Thursday again, the second shiur in Pas Baba Kissin, and then the final Thursday before Shavuos, I'm going to give the last sugya in the parak about the halachas of what bracha to say on water, or if you do say bracha on water, that's the last sugya in the parak. So that's the schedule, and then after Shavuos, I plan to move to the third parak throughout the summer's month. So let's begin. Let's learn simply in the Shulchan Aruch Mishabru, and we'll go through some of the halacha lemaisa. Just the basic halachas of what a Pas Baba Kissin is. I didn't copy this in front of you, but just the basic halacha is a Pas Baba Kissin, as we'll see a few examples in just a moment. It's any of these types of bread foods that you don't say motzi on because they're really snack foods. Instead, you say mizonos. We'll go into that in just a second, but just the basic halacha, you say mizonos on these food items because they're desserts. But if you were to be kaveh suda on them, whatever definition that is, you would wash your hands, say motzi, and bench. That's halacha. So the question is, what exactly qualifies as Pas Baba Kissin? Everybody agrees, flour, water, and bread baked, and real bread and challah would definitely be hamotzi. So how does one define Pas Baba Kissin? So let's go through the Shulchan Aruch and Mishabura and some of the applications of what is defined. I don't want to get involved in what's Kviya Suda. We're going to touch upon that a little bit today, but let's try to ignore that. Just focus on what is in this category, and then next week we'll try to figure out if you have how much of it will it transfer into a bread item. So the Shulchan Aruch, I printed out copies, Siv Zayin, it got a little bit cut off because the way the Mishnah Berurah is, it's couldn't get the inside column here, but I'll try to read it, and you have it, it's probably even better if you have the actual Mishnah Berurah. So Shulchan Aruch writes in Siv Zayin, Pas Baba Kissin, Yesh Mefarshin, there's a three-way machlokas, three opinions in the Rishonim. So Yesh Mefarshim Pas She'asui Kimin Kisim. It's a bread that's made as a pocket. Shememalino Sam Dvasho Sukar. You fill it up with honey and you fill it up with sugar. Ve'gozim, Mishkedim, Metavlin, different types of nuts and spices and seasoning. Ve'heim Nikrin Rishkolish Rilachish. Again, I don't know what language that is, but either way, it's something that's like a cake, where the dough itself has sweet ingredients in it and it's more of a cake. That's category one. We're going to go through each one. I just want to get the three categories out there. Category two is, the Shulchan Aruch says, Yesh Omrim Shehi Isa She'ir Bo Dvav. Right, that wasn't cake, I'm sorry, that was the pie. The first one was the pie case. We fill the pie up with some type of fruits or sweets. The Yesh Omrim, the second opinion is, Shehi Isa She'ir Bo Dvash, the dough that has mixed honey in it, O Shemin or oil, O Chalav or milk, O Mine Tavlin Vafa, and you bake it. And then the Shulchan Aruch writes, it has to be, Hu Sheye Tam Taroves Hame Peros O Tavlin Nika Biser. It's like a cake. You mix the dough where the dough itself has some sweetening, but it has to be enough where you could taste, you could recognize that flavor. That's what we'll call the cake type of Pas Baba Kissin. We're going to skip the Ramah for now. We'll return to it later on. And then the third one, if you go to the next side, Yesh Mefarshim, and the final category is Shehu Pas. It's a type of bread, Bein Mesubelis, Bein Shein Mesubelis, whether it's seasoned or not. Meaning if it could be simply flour and water, She'osim osam ka'avim, you make them thick, yaveshim, very dry. Ve'kosim osam, and you chew them in the point where it's very brittle and cracker-like. Ve'heim nikrin biskin, or perhaps biscuits. Ve'alacha kedivrei kulam. And the halacha is that all three of these categories qualify as Pas Baba Kissin. She'kol elu hadvarim nosin lahem dinim she'amarnu b'Pas Baba Kissin. All three of these categories are assumed to have the halachas that you say mizonos on them, but if you're a kaveh suda, you would wash hamotzi and bench.
So what are you saying the third category is?
Third category is crackers. So we have now pies, cakes, and crackers. Those are the three categories. So I'm going to go one by one, but I would like to focus on the third one first. I think it's easier just in terms of organizing it. The crackers. Let's discuss the crackers. So if you look at the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Lamed Hei, he defines a little bit clear, well, not clear, but he adds a further explanation of the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, Kavan Yuvashim. Kavan Yuvashim is thick, something thick and dry. Kach Shema Barabi, that's what was called in Arabic. Ubilashon Sfar Nikra Buskigos, which again sounds like biscuits. biscuits, crackers. Vinasos mechameshes mine dagan uvemayim levad. They're made only from the five grains, flour and water. Ach bafiyasa nasim yveshim kokach ad shenifrachim. But they're baked so much that they end up drying them out. So if you were to take some dough and continue to bake it without taking it out, you take challah, let's say, and you put it in one continuous baking, and you leave it in there for an hour, it's going to end up being very hard and dry and cracking. Now, it might not be thin, it might be thick if it's a piece of challah, but it's going to be very brittle. So that's halacha. Ve'ein de nikar ochel ela koses. Whenever you see the word koses, the Gemara, we saw this in Ketzim Mevarchim a few times, koses means to crack, to bite into something that cracks. Ochel is achil, is when you chew something. This isn't chewing, this is like cracking into something. Ve'ein darchen lechol mizeh harbe. And this is not the way. People don't eat a lot of these biscuits. You munch on them. You snack on them. You have them as a dessert. Lachain ein lo din pas. So now that's the definition. Something that hard, something that's hard and cracks. That's the first category we're going to discuss. Something like biscuits. Let's go through some of the examples. And there's a lot of halacha lemaisa to this. Some obvious ones are hard pretzels. Hard pretzels are made of flour and water for the most part. Sometimes you add some apple juice in. For the most part, though, they're flour and water, and you just. They crack, they're hard. They're hard pretzels. That, according to all opinions, will be considered a pas babakissin. You'd only say a mazonos unless you have kviya suda on them. We're going to discuss soft pretzels at a different stage. Soft pretzels is very, very different than this, but hard pretzels that cracks would certainly be pas babakissin. Crackers and biscuits, breadsticks also, even though they're called bread, that's misleading. Even though they're called bread, they are actually considered pas babakissin. They crack, and therefore, one would say mazonos.
Matzah crackers.
We'll get to that. We'll get to matzah in a second.
You said so, the breadsticks are not considered.
They're not bread. Don't let the name mislead you. Breadsticks are considered mizonos and pas babakissin. So what about toast? So toast, you take a piece of bread and you place it into the toaster, and now it gets hard and it could crack. So what's going to change there? So everybody agrees when it comes to toast, since it was originally bread. And now I go ahead and toast it. That toasting will not remove the shem lechem. That's considered bread. That's the practice. The person toasts a piece of bread, puts some butter on it, cream cheese, jelly, whatever you want. It's still considered bread. And you would still say hamotzi because the toasting does not change the status of the bread. So now that leads into the next question of what about croutons? Now we're not talking about the osam croutons, the yellow croutons. That's what bracha you say in yellow croutons if you were to eat them alone? Mizonos, because they're fried. The one of klalim in that we didn't really discuss. Problem is when discussing what's not bread, we didn't discuss what actually is bread. So bread is something that's baked. Anything that's not baked, baked is without any liquid. Something that has a liquid is called cooked or fried. So croutons are fried. That's a din of bishul. That does not create a hamotzi. That cannot be bread. Anything fried and deep fried or boiled in water. Don't talk about bagels right now. But anything that's not deep fried in water or oil, anything that is rather is considered a mizonos. So since those yellow croutons are deep fried, one would actually say a mizonos no matter what. It would not be considered pas babakissin either. Only pas babakissin are all things that are baked. That are baked, that they can transform into a hamotzi if you have enough of it. But anything fried can never, anything boiled can never become hamotzi. Noodles also. Noodles is boiled in water. It can never amount to a hamotzi. No matter how many noodles you eat, that's not considered a bread-like mizonos. So to croutons. Now there's also halacha lemaisa, just trying to get off topic a little bit, to appreciate, croutons are fried. So there's another halacha, not only could you never say hamotzi on these croutons that are fried, but also it affects another halacha in Hilchos Shabbos. What's Hilchos Shabbos halacha? Ein
bishul.
Exactly. So ein bishul is really the issue here. When it comes to hot soup, so my soup is boiling. So can I take a piece of bread that's been baked, went through a fia? Can I place that in my soup now? Because in machlokas, if something already went through baking, so we said if one thing's cooked once, you can't cook it two times. It's cooked forever. So I could take croutons, which has been cooked in fried oil, and I could re-cook it in my soup. That's okay. Ain bishach habishah. There's no cooking after cooking. But what about bread? Bread went through a field baking, not cooking. So can I take something baked and now cook it in boiling water? That's a machlokas rishonim. In 2 days, that's found in Shulchan Aruch. So according to men, you can't take challah and place it into soup. Now that's all assuming the soup is still hot enough and is able to cook it. But I'm just pointing out we have other halachas that are affected by cooking versus baking. Okay.
What if you fried bread and made them into croutons?
So that's the next question. Not frying it, but toasting them. Let's talk about toasting for a second. Frying would be the same halacha lachora. So now we said toasting bread is for sure hamotzi. Croutons that are the yellow croutons that are fried, the yellow croutons are going to be a mizonos because those are fried. So what about croutons that you have that you take bread and now you cut them up small and then you toast them? So that lachora should also be hamotzi. It's toasted bread. So if you go to the stores, the restaurants, or to the little bag, or, you know, wait, what little bag?
In other words, you get the soup to go, so they give you...
Okay, a little bag. Or you get a salad, and the salad, they have put some of these croutons. So those, for the most part, are bread that they have in their store, and they just toasted it. So that's going to be hamotzi. The question is, what about the manufactured ones that you would buy in the store? You buy these salad croutons, which are in essence not the yellow croutons that are fried, but the ones that are actually bread that they part of the process. They I don't know how they do it, but they probably make loaves of bread. They chop it up in a machine and then they toast it. Those are two stages. There was bread, but now it's been toasted. So some say it's no different. It's no different than me toasting my own bread. The fact that they do it in a machine, they do it more efficiently. But that's also it's bread that's been toasted and would require a hamotzi. So others contend that Rav Shlomo Zalman says as follows. Since the initial intention of these croutons that are being made in these companies were to ultimately make it into toast, which in essence is really pasta b'kissin, to make them into crackers, let's call it. It's just a two-step process to get to the crackers, but the end game, the end goal was to get it to be a cracker. So says Rav Shlomo Zalman, one should say only mizonos on such croutons that are bought from the store. That was a psak I was given when I was younger. If Willock said that's how we should paskin, the difference is if they are homemade croutons, it's hamotzi. If they're manufactured, it should be a mizonos because that was the intention initially. Even though, again, it has a stage where it's bread and then moves to being toasted, the end goal was to have it toasted and to be like a cracker. Others argue, but the psak that I was given, and Rav Shlomo Zalman quoted this as well, that one should say a mizonos on such salad croutons that, again, have been manufactured and sold by the companies. Yes?
What if the person who made it even at home, they put spices on it?
Doesn't make a difference. Doesn't make a difference.
It doesn't taste like bread. It tastes
doesn't
like
make a difference. Doesn't make a difference.
Das.
Right. Does, exactly. Your initial das, when you made it into bread, do you plan on leaving it as bread and then later you just decide to toast it? Or you planned on making it, baking it, and then toasting it? It's all about the das when you made the initial bread. Very good.
So it's the same with pita chips as well?
Exactly. Pita chips, the same thing.
So it's machlokas, but you have to wash them though.
According to this. I mean, if it was pita and you're in an Israeli store, they had leftovers and they toasted it.
If you, like Trader Joe's sells, I buy a lot, they sell pita chips.
Mm-hmm.
But some of them, I think, like this company in particular, that they make pitas and they break them up.
Right.
So they say, yeah, that's the Stacy's pita chips. So they say on the bag that it's a pita, then they just break them up.
That's the question. If they're making, if that's their whole, the whole company, the whole manufacturing plant makes the pizza just to toast it, right, then it would be, according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, that should be a mizonos. But if they happen to have access to a lot of leftover pizza bread and it stays well, if you toast it as opposed to it going bad, they just took over leftover pizza and then transformed it into pizza chips, then that would seem to be a motif to everybody, according to all opinions.
Make it into pita in order to make it into the chips. Right. That's what
is frying the same as toasting?
It's a good. I don't think
it would be the same din.
It would be the same
if
din.
Did fried matzah.
But I don't think. Well, fried matzah is a whole other discussion. It's a good point.
Because it's egg.
Yeah, not egg. It might lose the. If it loses its appearance of looking like bread, it's a whole other category, a whole other sugya about that. If it loses its appearance. But let's assume it maintained its appearance. And the frying, let's say the different types of ways of frying matzah, but it has to still be cracking. If you make it crunchy, so then it would be part of this machlokas.
It might
lose its status of being hamotzi to mizonos, like what you're saying. But according to, it seems to me, I'm trying to think ahead right now, if you had matzah made as motzi, and then you and your house made it, fried it, it shouldn't change it, actually. It shouldn't be different than toasting. It should be the same. Unless you made it softer, and then it loses its tzura, it doesn't look like bread and matzah anymore, then it might be downgraded in that case. But that's another topic when it loses its appearance.
What about bagel chips?
Same exact thing.
If they, a Okay.
Same. There's now, Melba toast is the same thing as well. Now, Melba toast might be a little bit different. They say, again, if you made it as bread, then you toast it into a little, you know, then that's certainly hamotzi. If it was manufactured to be Melba toast, so Melba toast is mamish crackers. So some say, since Melba toast is really used, according to some opinions, as part of the main meal, I'm not sure if that's true. I saw that in one sefer. People have like Melba toast sandwiches, so not as snacks. So some contend that really that's considered kviya suda on it. But Pashas is, from what I've seen, and they quoted it, I think they showed, someone had showed Rav Yashiv, there was someone Zaman this, that he looked at Melba toast. He said, this is mamish what a paspa b'kissin is. This is mamish what a cracker example would be, even though it started off as bread and had been toasted. So it sounds like any type, it should really be, again, if it's manufactured, then it should be mizonos. If it's homemade or in the restaurant, transferred into some type of toast or croutons, then it should be a hamotzi still.
So can you assume that anything, like a pita chip, anything you buy is considered manufactured, then
yeah,
it could be sold off on a mizonos?
Yeah, I think it's safe to assume that, yeah. It would make sense. I can't imagine that a company could have access to so many like leftover bread and pita.
What's the underlying reason for this? It's a question of whether you think you're going to be satisfied from it at the end of the day. You know, we go into all these, they determine it. What's it? Really, benching? Is that what we're always concerned about? Benching on a meal as opposed to saying an alamechia on a snack? Is that
the idea is here that a lot of these examples are things that people wouldn't normally satiate themselves on. They'd use this as a snack, as a dessert.
And we're trying to bench over meals and not bench over snacks.
Exactly.
So be careful about that.
That's pretty much the idea. To oversimplify it is, yes, these are all snacks and dessert types, and we don't have mochi and bench on things that are not meals. Fine, let's keep going now. What about matzah? So matzah, of course, is a big discussion between the Sfardim and Ashkenazim, and matzah seems to fit perfectly as an example of a cracker. So you should really say mizonos. So, but we know that on Pesach, everybody agrees, both Ashkenazim and Sfardim. The you use the matzah cracker one,
I'm
or you
Ashkenazi?
You are okay.
Yes, I have a Syrian mom. The rabbi said,
"Okay, that is true." So all Ashkenazim use matzah like the cracker. There's some Sfarim who use like a doughy type of matzah, right. So it wouldn't be shaykh for them. But for the Sfarim who use the matzah that we use as Ashkenazim, that would seem again to be a real example of pas baba kissin, this cracker type. But since that's the only bread that becomes a substitute for bread on Pesach. So that is our bread. Everybody agrees you say hamotzi on Pesach. Now, there is Sfardim, the rest of the year, don't say, because it's pasba b'kissin. It's a shiloh on the Ashkenazim, why we do say hamotzi in the rest of the year. Now, just one point, there's a good trivia question. When else would a Sfardi say hamotzi on a matzah, even if it weren't Pesach? Is there ever, there is an example when he would say hamotzi on matzah, even if it wasn't Pesach. It doesn't happen every year. It happened this past year. In Eretz Yisrael.
Oh, Shabbos.
No. Shabbos. Pesach was Friday, so it went right into Shabbos. There's no time to have challah. So how they're going to be yotze, the shal shud, the three meals on Shabbos, they had to have used matzah to be kaveh suda on Shabbos. That would be the only example they'd be allowed to use matzah for their bread during the rest of the year. But Ashkenazim, we hold that since people are kaveh, since we treat matzah as our meal, the rest of the year as well, we treat it as a meal, and therefore it has a din of hamotzi and bread, because again, the underlying point is, and a lot of the poskim use what you're saying is, these are just examples of what was used as snacks or desserts. But if something of a category like the matzah, which although it fits into one category as pas baba kissin, since the people use this as a meal, it's a meal. It's not a dessert. It's not a snack. Matzah is a core. It's a meal. It's a piece of bread. Like everybody uses it, even though it fits in. So that's what they say. It's not a very rigid three categories. No, these are examples, but you can have some that don't fall under this category that might be considered a snack, even though it's not one of the three. It might still be considered a snack. I'll get to later an example. I should really use one now just to show you. Could be, let's see if I can find this quickly. And we'll get there. But there are examples that, even though it doesn't fall into the three categories, tandem falls into the categories. It doesn't fall into three categories. It sounds like it would be bread, but since people use it as a snack, it actually would not be considered bread. I'm trying to think of an example. So this is an example. Well, this is an example of something that does fall under the category of the three, but actually is going to be considered bread. It's a matzah. It seems to be a cracker, but we use it as bread, and therefore one would say hamotzi. Now, matzah crackers out, according to everybody, would be considered a pas baba kissin and be mizonos. Ah, it's just a small version of the big matzah. So first of all, this mamish is one of the categories. So for the Sfaradim, there's no shaila. For the Sfaradim, they certainly say mizonos. But even for the Ashkenazim, since they're made to be snacks, so then even Ashkenazim would say a mizonos. That's very, again, misleading. People think, oh, it looks exactly like a matzah. It's even called a matzah cracker. I should have to wash in it. It's not true, because people only use them as crackers and as snacks.
He brings down the dish from the Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. He says, by matzah, he says it's considered like lechem gomor, like real bread, even shenachu l'sofa, l'lo kinoa.
Exactly. We use it as a meal. We don't use it as a snack, as a dessert. We use it as a meal. That's the svar they keep using, exactly what David was saying before. We'll get to mizonos roll after. We'll get there. Fine. So then there's egg matzahs. Now, egg matzahs, we haven't gotten to this discussion just yet, but it does, egg matzahs are considered a mizonos because it falls under the category of a dough, a cake. We said anything that's the dough itself is mixed with other materials other than water, and a significant amount of it, egg matzahs would be an example where it's using egg as opposed to water. That would be considered a mizonos. Okay, we'll get to the dough in just a second. What about puff pastry? What do you guys think about puff pastry?
Egg,
yeah.
An egg matzah on Pesach. Do we make a mozi or do we wash on it?
It's chametz, no?
Yeah. They, if one were to eat it...
I never
ate it. Right,
I'm
yeah.
I'm just curious. Like, do we switch it in like the svardim? Like,
yeah. Yeah, I don't think so.
Svardim eat it.
Yeah.
They would say according to
Ashkenazim
on the box.
Oh, does it? Yeah, I don't know what Sfaradim do.
I see on the box it says only the infirmed and the elderly.
Right.
Oh, it doesn't say
What happens, Rabbi?
Okay, yeah.
And you have chocolate covered matzah, true matzah, and it's chocolate covered. What?
Doesn't make a difference.
It's matzah.
Say, it's still matzah. It's still matzah, even though it's chocolate covered.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, puff pastry. Now, what do you guys think of puff pastry? You think this puff pastry is an example of this type of cracker?
Is that like a croissant?
Yeah. Not a croissant. It's different.
Brittle.
It's brittle, right? It sounds brittle. Puff pastry, let's see, you ever see puff pastry? You put some meat
apple
in it.
In there.
What?
Deli roll,
right? The younger guys like deli roll growing up, that was . So the puff pastry, my wife definitely had puff pastry. She said it's not healthy for me or anybody, but she only cares about me, I guess. But the puff pastry is, it's thin, but they say it's not as brittle as crackers. It's not as
like
dry as it. Yeah, it's similar to filo dough, yeah. So, So therefore, they say it's not considered pas baba kissin. Now, that's if you have it just plain. If you would have it, no need to plain. But then again, to another category, if something gets a filling, a pie, it might qualify as a pie if you put meat in it or something else in it.
Sambusa.
But in terms of whatever that is, but if you... I thought you're not Sephardi.
I'm kidding. The Syrian mother.
I'm kidding.
I was introduced to raw chicken and whatever.
Raw chicken.
Got older and went to Ashkenazi houses.
Okay, fine. Either way, it's a puff pastry itself does not quite satisfy this cracker type of pas baba kissin, but because it gets filled with something else, it might fall into one of the other categories, which we'll get to later on. What about pie? So pie, using a pie crust, that's a little bit harder and more brittle than puff pastry, but not as hard as a cracker. So that, too, seems to be a debate, but again, it's really going to be an issue of what you fill the pie. Most people don't eat a pie crust alone, so it's going to be the shiloh of what you fill in it. So that's the first category of the cracker type of pas hababa kissin. Any of these, again, you would say...
Shiloh with depending on what you fill it? What if there's two choices?
We're getting to that. So we're through the first category of crackers. Crackers, okay, it's mizonos, unless you're kovei suda. We're ignoring kovei suda. I said before, just to let you guys know, next week I'm going to give the second half of this topic of what's considered kovei suda. That's next Thursday's topic. We're just discussing right now the three categories. So that was the first category of crackers. Category two is cakes. Cakes is where you mix the dough with other ingredients. If you look back at the Shulchan Aruch, side one, we're going to read again the... this is three lines up in the Shulchan Aruch where it says V'yesh Omrim. And there's a very important machlokas, Shulchan Aruch Ramah. How does one define how much of the ingredients makes the dough into pas baba kissin? So you see where it says in the Shulchan Aruch again, Siv Zayin, it says V'yesh Omrim. There are those who say, Shehi Isa She'er Badvash O shemen, it's a dough that's mixed honey or oil, or chalav or milk. O mine talvin vafa. I should point out, by the way, that since the Shulchan Aruch says chalav, there's a whole discussion based on the Gemara and Pesachim about having dairy dough, dairy bread. It's actually usher to have a dairy bread because there's a concern a person might eat the dairy bread with a meat meal. It's a Mefurish Gemara. But the Gemara does have a heter. You can make dairy dough. Remember the Shalom, I saw you were nodding your head. What are the, when is one allowed to make dairy dough? Anyone know? No, they had, that's a, it's not an issue of when. Exactly, the tzur is different. The tzur has to be very different. So tzur, machok is Rashi Rif, is it like a triangle, small, something different.
So,
Danish. Like in the, they have sometimes the cheese danishes or the cheese berekas in there. It still will be different shape than a potato bereka. So people know it's dairy as not to confuse it to chas v'shalom, eat it with meat. Now, it became a big shiloh when it came to the English muffins. English muffins are dairy, I believe. They're OUD. That's one, I think they still are, right? OUD, they're dairy. So it's, they're bread. How could you put a dairy? How could you make them dairy? It's a Isser, Gemara says, also to make dairy bread. So the explanation that the OU says is either because it has a different type of shape. So now, that might be true in America, but if you go to England, where they have them all the time, that's the normal bread. So this one's there, that one's par, it doesn't help anymore. So I think they say the fact that they put the symbol OUD, that's the symbol. Not that the bread has to be different. It's, you have to have some type of way of letting people know. So if the OUD is advertising this is dairy, that's sufficient. I'm just throwing that out there.
There's also no English muffins.
I don't think the English muffins are dairy.
What did you say?
No, yeah, they definitely were at some point. I haven't had any in quite some time. They definitely, yeah, 100%. You know those, what's the...
Thomas's.
They definitely were. It could be still now, I just don't know. I haven't checked up. They are right, still.
Your wife doesn't let you have it.
Okay.
I don't need it, but I...
Okay, fine. So anyways, so the Shulchan Aruch says, anytime you mix honey or oil or milk into the dough, omine savlin or other types of ingredients, spices, flavorings, afa, and then you bake it, the who... You have to be able to recognize the flavor. Now, that's, according to Shulchan Aruch and the Sfardim, it means just to slightly taste it, a little bit only. In contrast, the Ramah who writes, no, if there's just a little bit of flavoring, a little honey, a little oil, every challah has a little bit of oil in it, a little sugar. If there's a little bit, that's considered a full, bona fide piece of bread. The Ramah writes, according to Ashkenazim, Ela imkei nishbem harbe tavlin. There has to be a lot of that. O dvash, or a lot of honey, a lot of spices, a lot of sugar. Kimine misika, like things that are sweet, like a cake. Shekorin lekach. Again, I don't know the language, but the Targum says it means an uga. What's an uga?
It's a Yiddish word.
Oh, it's a Yiddish word? Okay, so I wish I knew Yiddish. But either way, at least we have the bottom here. It's an uga, a cake. So it has to be like so sweet, like it's a cake. And the Ramah continues, Shekimat hadvash v'atavon heim ikar. So much so where it's like as if the honey and the sugar are mamish the ikar ingredient. V'chei nogin. This is the big machlokus between the Sfardim and the Ashkenazim. If there's a little bit of apple juice, according to the Sfardim, and you could taste the apple juice in the pizza, let's say, or in the challah, then according to them, you wouldn't say amotzi on them. If there's a little bit of flavor that you could taste for the Sfardim. Ashkenazim say, no, if there's a little bit of apple juice, a little bit of flavoring, that's not enough. It has to be where it's rove or a harbe. There's so much, imamish taste like a cake. Okay.
What happens if the challah, when baked, and this happened, I've seen where it's not that airy kind of thing, and we said, oops, and it's more solid, and you cut into it, and it's, you know, like, most challahs have an airiness to it,
yeah.
Like a bread, and sometimes whatever it is, the weather... It doesn't rise much.
The air doesn't make any difference, how airy it is. That doesn't affect at all the shiloh. So let's go through some of the examples of what's considered this category of paspa b'kissin. So of course, cake. Cakes are, you know, that's the example. Apparently that's what Shulchan Aruch was talking about. Cupcakes and muffins, all these are certainly going to be mizonos, but they're not only mizonos, they're paspa b'kissin, whereby if you have enough, if you're kovei suda on it, so then you would say hamotzi on them. If you're kovei suda on muffins or on cupcakes, you in theory could say hamotzi. Now, we're not talking about how much right now. That's next week, how much. But it's in theory, it could get to that point. Okay. Gemara now says, continuing on, the raisin challah. What about raisin challahs? Is that going to be considered possible with kissing? Is that going to still be bread or not? Chocolate chip challah, all these things. So this might be considered a filled type of, might be considered a pie, or might be considered this category, mixing ingredients. One of these two. it might be considered a problem of raisin challah. Could you wash or should you wash on raisin challah? So the Mishnah Berurah himself already addresses this point. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Lamed, this is the first side. Mishnah Berurah writes in Sif Katan Lamed Nikar Be'isa. If you recognize it in the Isa, a little bit of the flavor, he's quoting the Shulchan Aruch now. Di lav hachi, havi lechem gamur. If you don't recognize it, if you don't taste any of the ingredients, that's certainly going to be bread. But lechem shenosin bo zafron, what's that, you know, is that Yiddish also?
Saffron?
This type of spice? Okay, I'm not familiar with that spice. Latimo lanaso, you place that in to give it an extra flavoring. Osha nosen bo mat timukin, or a little bit of the raisins. My wife likes to put some of these sugar stuff on top when she makes challah, like, I don't know, she doesn't like margarine, but I don't know, some type of sugar thing she places on top to give it a little sweetening. L'chulyama lechem gamaru. That's an added sweetening. That doesn't really add to the ingredients of the dough. That's something you put on afterwards. So if it comes to raisin challah, if there's a very little amount of raisin challah, that's not going to affect the bracha. If it's more significant...
You mean amount of raisins.
The amount of raisins, right.
Not if, the amount of raisin challah.
Exactly. If there's a little bit more raisins, so then I'm not sure exactly whether we draw the line, but for the Sephardim, it might get to be a problem if there's too many raisins. Ashkenazim are a little bit more tolerant of a lot of raisins. But if it gets to the point where it's mamish full of raisins, which again, I don't think people make challah that much, then according to the Ashkenazim, then it might be considered only mezonos. But typically, the raisin challahs that you're going to buy would be hamotzi, probably even according to the Sephardim.
You know what I heard many years ago about the difference between Ashkenazim and Sephardim? Like, especially with meat, they had to be very lean makil in the Ashkenazi world because they were poor. And they
That's a different topic. Let's ignore that for now.
I'm saying it sounds the same with the bread.
Right. No.
There wasn't that much food around. They couldn't be as picky as the
right.
Sephardim.
It's not based on that. Not based on that, no.
Rabbi,
fine. Yeah.
You just mentioned my daughter once.
Practical.
I never thought of that. She puts. I mean, it's not just a little bit of sugar. It almost. I mean, it has a very, very sweet.
Again, if there's a lot, there's so much show where it's like a cake. Mamish like a cake, so then it would be a problem. But most of the breads that we make,
right.
According to the Ashkenazim, even if it's a very, very sweet challah, we treat it like bread. We're going to assume it's bread. It has to really turn into where it's a cake. So for the Ashkenazim, will never be an issue.
Cinnamon buns. That's almost like a challah.
Right. So that's almost like a challah, but like the cinnamon buns, or let's say they have this recipe for the Kineret challah. You could buy a ready frozen challah from Kineret, and you can make it into challah, but you could also make it into a babka. You put chocolate in it. So that, since your intention is to make it into a dessert, and you're treating it as a dessert, that's going to be a mezonos, just like the cinnamon buns. But if you're making it, even though it's very sweet, you're making it mamish for challah, then we treat that as a lechem gum.
They have something called sweet challah in the bakery.
Yeah. So this guy, I think the Dirshu discusses this. I think Rosh Moshe Zalman and others said that even a sweet challah would be considered a mamish lechem.
It goes back on
Das.
I remember on Shavuos last year, I went to someone's house, and they had the cake. But I mean, not the cake. They had the hamotzi, but the challah they made was like a babka challah. It was like chocolate and gold. What do you do with that?
Right, so that to me is different. If using babka as challah would be different than using a sweet roll.
She made it. I mean, she made,
right.
She made challah, but like
most,
a lot of chocolate.
But most people don't make that. Most people don't make chocolate babka for the challah. So I imagine... But ladaito eto kaladam, I don't think that would qualify as bread. But sweet rolls or sweet challah, which people do make for challah, they don't make it for a dessert or snack. That to me would qualify as a challah.
Bakery makes it especially.
Right, exactly.
They don't make it for challah. They make it for a snack.
They make it for a snack, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Then could be.
But on the other hand, when Moshe is traveling and he's stuck without bread. And he can find those sweet rolls that we're talking about. He can then say, this is what I got. I'm going to eat it with tuna fish And I can now make this into bread.
Oh, so that's another discussion, which is for next week. If you're kaveh suda on these things.
Talk about it this week.
So we'll get there next week. What's considered kaveh suda? Let's talk about mezonos rolls now.
That's kaveh suda.
I had pretzels last week.
So let's discuss mezonos rolls. So mezonos rolls that we have on the airplanes, they usually give mezonos rolls, and they mark even the hashgacha says you should say mezonos on them. We're gonna discuss this. It's actually funny. On Sunday there's a guy here. I don't know. He was asking, probably speaking to a Weinberger, and they have the bagels that we have every Sunday morning for breakfast bagels. So he asked me, "Are these mezonos?" Said. That's my understanding of hamotzi. And bagels for sure hamotzi, by all means. But the issue of mezonos rolls are as follows, which again, as you say, Rebelski among, I think, come out, all the poskim say that it's a misnomer, that there's no such thing really as, you can't create.
It's crazy. Why do they keep doing it?
So again, there might be, I don't know, I'm not sure why they do this. Let's just go through quickly about what qualifies as mezonos rolls if it really isn't a possibility. So number one is the mezonos roll, in order to be considered a mezonos roll, let's say you want to create such a thing, has to have more apple juice than water. So it's not necessarily true that these mezonos rolls have more apple juice than there's water. It might be true, but if it doesn't, then certainly not mezonos. If there's more water than there is apple juice, according to all opinions, it's going to be hamotzi. Now let's say there is more apple juice or whatever else they put in, other fruit juices. Let's say there is more fruit juice than there is water. Now that fruit juice has to be recognizable also, says the Mishnah Berurah. You have to be able to taste it. If you don't taste it, mamash tastes like bread, and usually they do taste like bread, so then that doesn't qualify either. It has to affect the taste, as we saw in the Shulchan Aruch and Mishnah Berurah.
You know, they say made with more than 50% right. Apple, that doesn't mean either.
Again, if you could taste it, if it tastes like a cake, but you know, if you've had any of these breads, it doesn't taste like a cake. And let's say it does. Let's say it does taste a little more cakey, which it doesn't, but let's say it does. Now you're being kovesud on it. And next week's topic, I know. But you're being covered. You're eating this with the rest of your airplane food, and you're going to have to combine all that food together. So most likely, since you're kaveh suda and all the food together, that becomes hamotzi as well. So it's very, very rare. So the only case where you'd ever say mezonos on a mezonos roll is if it tastes like a cake, and you're also eating it as a snack. But once you eat it as a meal, or it doesn't taste like a snack in the first place, it tastes like bread, it's certainly going to be hamotzi. Why they do this, I don't know.
Now they put in that they say mezonos, but they say to ask like you think.
Ask.
According to some rabbinical, whatever it might be a motzi, whatever.
Well, aren't there serious problems with interrupting everybody and yourself and going into a bathroom where you can't really wash? You got a lot of problems on a plane.
So don't eat the bread.
Right. I'm just saying, maybe they did it for this reason, because I learned that people hold that you can't wash in a bathroom.
No, you can. Rav Moshe advises a person to wash outside, his advice. He doesn't say it's halacha, but it's a good idea to wash outside the bathroom. So people try to be makbid on that. But he doesn't say that it ruined it, because our bathrooms, a different topic again, but our bathrooms don't have a very, very different halacha. Okay, now let's talk about, we're running out of time. Croissant, someone mentioned before, is considered something sweet. That's considered a snack. People, for the most part, eat it as a snack. Sometimes I remember I used to have, growing up in Teaneck, we used to go to the Dunkin' Donuts and had the croissants, egg and cheese sandwich on the croissants. So I don't know what I did then. I probably didn't wash on them. Maybe I should have, because kavia suda. But in terms of having a croissant alone, that's a mezonos. That's considered a snack type of food.
Would you wash on if you have egg and cheese and Dunkin' Donuts?
Now you're saying? So it depends on your kaveh suda. It's possible, but if you're eating as a meal, there's a strong possibility you might have to, but probably unclear of how much you're eating. So probably better to wash a piece of bread beforehand, before having that. That would be my guess at this point.
Does that have to be a big piece of bread?
Yeah. Loopholes, avoid it.
Does that have to be a big piece of bread?
Exactly.
Then maybe that's next week.
What was that?
You said wash with a piece of bread.
Yeah.
Saying, could you get away with a small piece of bread since you were having a bigger...
It's a good question. That's a good question. Like last week's question, can it cover, a small piece of bread, cover a pas baba kissin type of bread? It's a very, very good question.
As far as mezonos roll, if you eat it as a sandwich, with something, and it's considered a meal...
Right. That's what we said. Exactly. That's what we said. That's one of the reasons why it's hard to really have a mezonos roll, unless you're eating it as a snack.
Also, you mentioned if you have it as, when they say, you said not the egg, but sometimes it's not dairy, so would you be able to, if you put turkey or anything on, you're automatically treating it as bread and you would wash. If you had a croissant sandwich of whatever you would have, you'd automatically consider it bread and you would wash in those cases.
No, we'll get to next week again. If you make it into a sandwich, what's considered kaviya suda?
Like, what's the difference between a croissant and a melatope sandwich? You know what I mean? You're not going to wash on a melon toast sandwich.
Right.
What's a
melon? What we said before. Even if you eat a lot of melon toast.
No, so
both melon toast and croissant.
No, it's possible. No, you'll see. We'll discuss next week how you could change a pas baba kissin and how it does become a bread. So we'll discuss that. We'll discuss croissants. We'll discuss melon toast. Let's go through it. We still have a whole category which we didn't get to, is pie, but we wanted to discuss pizza made with apple juice. So pizza made with apple juice, you know, just mamish, no water in it. So according to many, it seems to be that would be passover kissin if you could really taste the apple. If there's mamish, no water. Once there's a little bit of water, then it's hard to, you don't taste the apple juice in the pizzas. It's hard to taste it. It's not cake. But if there's zero water in it and there's only apple juice, now we're saying pure apple juice. Doesn't mean it has to be concentrated apple juice. There's pure apple juice in it, then Rav Forsi agrees, then one would say a mezonos on it if you have just one slice. But since all other pizzas have water in it, and we'll get to also in terms of it's considered perhaps a pie type of, so I'm still running out of time here. Wow. Okay, either way, so let's just say, again, if it's made of just strictly apple juice, then Rav Forsi agrees if you have one slice, you would say mezonos on a purely apple juice based pizza.
But there's no such
thing. Let's run out of this because we are running out of time. The third category is a pie. Pie is something that you have a crust that you fill in with some type of fruit or sugar or chocolate. So a pie is considered a mezonos as well, passover kissin, because it's a dessert type of food. Now, the Mishabura points out it has to be where the filling is significant amount of filling. Therefore, some say maybe hamantashens would be considered hamotzi because the filling is sometimes not as much as the rest of it. We don't assume that way. Hamantashens were made to be a snack and to be dessert. We paskin it's certainly going to be a mezonos, but the filling has to be something significant where it really does transform the rest of the dough
like
there
cheese
into
and
something
spinach.
Of a dessert as well. So now what qualifies, what type of filling is going to qualify? So that becomes part of the big discussion. What the Shulchan Aruch's examples he gives are all things that are sweet. He says honey and sugar, well, nuts, or snack type of food. But what about meat or cheese or fish or potatoes, which are oftentimes used as a meal? So what's going to be the halacha with that? So on one hand, they're not meant to be desserts. They're meant to be part of the meal itself. So many require actually a hamotzi on these things because it's filled with your koveh suda on them, a meat pie, a potato pie. But it's a machlokas. Not everybody agrees to that. Others say no. Once it fits into the category of a pie, regardless of what type of filling it is, it's going to be considered a mezonos. So what are you supposed to do? It's a big machlokas. So Rabbi Yashiv says one should say mezonos on these things, on all types of pies, whether it's a meat pie, a potato pie, a cheese pie. He says say mezonos, but Rav Forsi says since it's really a big, big machlokas, what should you do?
Wash.
Have it in the context of a meal. If you're having a meat pie as your meal, it's better to wash on a piece of bread beforehand. Now, there is one limitation. If it's so clear that the meat pie or the potato is being used as a snack, if it's very clear it's used as a snack, then all opinions would say only mezonos. You don't have to do that washing beforehand. So therefore, when it comes to franks and blanks, those little hot dogs, which everybody agrees are supposed to be for desserts, a little appetizer, not desserts, appetizers. So then, that people are not koveh sud on them, that qualifies as a snack, let's call it, an appetizer, and you would have to say only a mezonos on it, you wouldn't have to wash. Knishes as well. So, I don't know, it's brought down this farm that knishes are used as appetizers, as side dishes, so then, or berekas also, maybe you'd only have to say mezonos. The person would be being koveh sud, he wants to have his knish as his meal, that's going to next week's topic. But right now, if it's used and meant to be just a snack or as an appetizer or as a side dish, it's safe to assume an mezonos. But if you're having it as your ikker meal, are you having a meat pie as your meal, then it's going to get into the shiloh of motzi versus mezonos. And then finally,
pie.
What?
Shepherd's pie.
Shepherd's pie, exactly. And then finally, when it comes to pizza, so we'll talk pizza, it seems from the Al-Poskim that even on one slice, one should really wash on them. Because it used to be that when apparently Rav Forsi writes, when they came to America a while ago, they would use pizza as a snack, so it was a snack food. Everybody now uses pizza as a meal, pure koveh suda, even on one slice of bread. It qualifies as bread, really? Even on one slice. And Rav Forsi goes so far to say, and others say this as well, even for taking a small bite of pizza would also require mozi. It's considered a full bona fide piece of bread. For many, many reasons, and therefore, even for a small piece, you should have to say hamotzi on just one bite of pizza, and certainly for one slice. That's what most poskim say. Bismillah is there. Okay, fine. We'll pick up next week on defining what exactly is considered being koveh suda, and everyone have a wonderful day.